written history of American radio could ever capture its true essence on paper, because above all, radio was a medium of sound. From the lifeless, sometimes confusing printed page of the radio script came vivid sound pictures, which stimulated the listener's imagination and produced the desired illusion instantly. Using the simple sound tools of radio, the writers, directors, and technicians could create countless locales and infinite numbers of dramatic events. For many years, this sound heralded a half hour of occult terror and nerve-tingling suspense for millions of nighttime radio listeners.
Hello, welcome to my first podcast. You were just listening to John Weiss from the Moon Landing 7-inch, and before that was my theme song. And now I will play the I'm Sick of You 7-inch by the Stooges.
Thank you.
just heard was the Ornette Coleman Trio playing Snowflakes and Sunshine. And before that was Abe Vigoda from their 7-inch on Silencio Records. And I guess, you know, I've been looking at this podcasting thing, and in their tips section it says that you should interview people on your podcast to make you more popular. So, I suppose, who better to interview than Huddy Leadbetter? So, Leadbelly, why don't you tell me a little bit about this song that you're about to play?
So one day she gave Miss Hattie's going home. If I didn't have a one son. He got up and he walked to the door, and she caught him by the coat. She said, "Why don't you get you another suit?" And so he left, you know. Told her good night and left, and went home and told his papa he wanted him another suit. But his daddy gave him some money to go out and buy his own clothes, you know. And he went out and got him a suit for $5. And he bought him a overcoat, $5. And he got him a hat, $1. Got him a pair of kid gloves, 50 cents. And he bought him a watch, 50 cents. And he had a chain on it, give a dime for that. And then he got him a ring for 25 cents, had a little set in it. So, when he come back, he had a pair of kid gloves, and that cost 50 cents. And he come back, boy, he was in July and August, too, you know, hottest month in the year, and he had on that overcoat. When he walked to the door and knocked on the door, she looked, "Whoa! Walk in!" So he walked in. She said, "Where's your hat?" He chunked his hat on the bed. He said, "Get over there, you $25 beaver, you." He's wearing beaver hats in them time. She says, "Whoa, rest your coat." He snatched his coat off and chunked it on the bed and said, "Get over there, you $95 bear hub, you." She says, "Whoa, rest your gloves." He snatched his gloves off and chunked them on the bed. "Get over there, you $75 kid, you." She said, "Whoa, you sure got on a pretty watch and chain." He snatched his watch off, broke a chain, but he's getting off just the same. Chunks on the bed. "Get over there, you $200 Elgin, you." Says, "Whoa, you got on a pretty ring." He snatched his ring off. Chunks it on the bed and said, "Get over there, you $2,000 diamond, you." She got a chair, she drawed up, said, "Now you sit down here, you 5-cent dude, you." And that made him so mad. He didn't know. He sit down there and he didn't know what to do. That made that boy so mad. So he didn't wrestle him, he threw them all on the bed. And so when she said that made him so mad, and so she went and drawed up a chair and she said, "Down, how you doing? How you feel?" He wasn't saying nothing. In them times they would sing, and this is what he said. I come and do it like a doo-doo-doo.
told you were true. Papa, sweet mama can't depend on you. I guarantee me like you do.
Erebon Radar from their split 7-inch with the Locust on GSL Records. I guess I should point out now that I will try to the best of my ability to play as many vinyl records as possible, and maybe some tape here and there too. I guess it doesn't really even matter because it all gets compressed down to MP3 format, but yeah, let's see. I think I will have a little fun with this Haunted House 7-inch that I got at the thrift store. Okay, here we go.
The Earl King, who rides so late in a night so wild, A father is riding with his child. He clasps the boy close in his arm. He holds him tightly. He keeps him warm. My son, you are trembling. What do you fear?
Look, father, the Earl King, he's coming near with his crown and his shroud. Yes, that is he.
My son, it's only the mist you see.
Oh, lovely child, oh, come with me. Such games we'll play, so glad we'll be. Such flowers to pick, such sights to behold. My mother will make you clothes of gold.
Oh, father, my father, did you not hear the Earl King whispering in my ear?
Lie still, my child. Lie quietly. It's only the wind in the leaves of the tree.
Dear boy, if you will come away, my daughters will wait on you every day. They'll give you the prettiest presents to keep. They'll dance when you wake, and they'll sing you asleep.
My father, do you not see the Earl King's pale daughters waiting for me?
My son, I see what you say. The willow is waving its branches of gray.
I love you, so come without fear or remorse, and if you're not willing, I'll take you by force.
My father, tighten your hold. The Earl King has caught me. His fingers are cold.
The father shudders. He spurs on his steed. He carries the child with desperate speed. He reaches the courtyard and looks down with dread. There, in his arms, the boy lies dead.
I just love locked grooves. You don't see that kind of stuff on CDs. This is from the Ghost of Falco split 7-inch with the curtains on Jerk Records. Well, that's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening.